Live the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you here. So much to cover today, so let's get to it. Here are the three big things you know this hour. Number one, the accused Oxford High School killer pleads not guilty in court. We'll tell you what that means and have the latest. Number two, new details are coming out in a FBI informant in the Whitmer case. They're calling him a rat. What does that mean? And number three, from the Michigan State Police newsroom, I have this. The state police say they have found racial disparities in traffic stops, and they pledge action. And now the department is announcing a five-point plan to address disparities. Here it is, stated yesterday, and it comes from Shannon Banner. She's the public information officer at the Michigan State Police. Lovely, lovely woman is Shannon Banner. She is and has always been very pleasant with us here, and we appreciate that. An independent study commissioned by the Michigan State Police found racial and ethnic disparities in the frequency and outcomes of traffic stops conducted by troopers in 2020. The department released a full report today, pledging immediate action to identify and enact solutions. Unveiling a five-point plan, Michigan State Police Director Colonel Joe Gasper announced the department will hire an independent consulting firm to review MSP policies and recommend systematic and systemic changes to address disparities in traffic stops. Now, he also committed to equipping all troopers with body cams, injecting cultural awareness training into new professional development bureau, and launching a statewide listening and learning tour with African-American leaders. Does a state police car, you know, the blue car with the big red bubble, very iconic police car, does it know the difference, the ethnic difference of a driver? Does their speed camera know the difference? I'm confused a little bit by this. Michiganders deserve unbiased policing, said Gasper. I agree with that. But if you're speeding on the highway, how does the radar unit know whether you're black or white or Hispanic or a citizen or an illegal alien? How would it know? I guess I'm a bit confused by that. In September of 2020, so this continues. Let me back up. This independent study did find clear and consistent evidence that racial and ethnic disparities exist in Michigan State Police traffic stops. Armed with new awareness about our traffic stop activity, we're taking another step toward transparency. In September 2020, the Michigan State Police identified through internal data analysis potential racial disparities and commissioned an independent study by Michigan State University. That study released found that across Michigan and within most of MSP's districts, African Americans were significantly more likely to be involved in a traffic stop than would be expected based on the representation in the population. I have no idea why traffic stops are being made, but a speeding car on the freeway is what I'll go with. And I would say the radar gun on a police cruiser or a license plate reader on a police cruiser, whether it's state police or anybody else, it's about as unbiased as it can be. You're speeding or you're not. If you're LPR, your license plate reader picks up a stolen car, doesn't know if the stolen car is being driven by a white person or a black person or anybody else. A man, woman, doesn't know. How would it know? The study also found that African-American drivers and Hispanic drivers were more likely than white drivers to be searched or arrested after traffic stops. Conversely, Asian drivers were less likely to be searched or arrested compared to white drivers, but more likely to receive a citation. Don't know why. They'd be less likely. Maybe they're less suspicious. Maybe the Asian drivers are more compliant during a traffic stop, but less proficient behind the wheel. Is that a possibility? I don't know. I'm just asking. I mean, they want to make it all about race, and they want to make it about identity politics, so I think these are fair questions to ask. Because the department's not going to spend a bunch of your money hiring private consultants to get advice on how to conduct traffic stops, something they've done for, well, 104 years, give or take. Hiring an independent consulting firm to review MSP policies with an eye toward making recommendations for systemic changes that will address racial disparities. This is the five-point plan. Number two, launching a statewide listening and engagement effort in partnership with the Bridges to Blue Citizen Advisory Council. Number three, making more data available to MSP troopers through a dashboard that will provide real-time traffic stop data so they can learn about and adjust their actions. If somebody's speeding, why would you adjust your action? If somebody runs a stop sign, why would you adjust your action? If somebody is driving aggressively or dangerously, why would you adjust? These are blanket statements basically saying that the only reason minority drivers get pulled over is because they're minorities. Maybe they're lousy drivers that get pulled over. Did that occur to anybody, or is it, or am I racist just for saying that maybe lousy drivers and people that drive too fast get pulled over? I used to get pulled over a lot because I drove fast a lot. You know what? I adjusted my behavior, and I don't get pulled over anymore. Number four, ramping up educational opportunities for troopers and recruits through the creation of the department's Professional Development Bureau. This new bureau will provide training and development for enforcement members on familiar topics as well as on new and emerging topics, including mental health, wellness, de-escalation, cultural competency, decision-making, implicit bias, and communication skills. Strikes me as a bunch of feel-good garbage. Issuing body-worn cameras, that's fine with me, to all enforcement members who could have enforcement contact with Michigan residents. I'm fine with body cams. You know, but these blanket accusations against law enforcement. I might remind you, the Michigan State Police is not an all-white police force, last time I checked. In fact, they had a woman in charge of the place a few years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. They've had lots of people in charge of the place. Lots of people at different ranks of the Michigan State Police. But you're suggesting, by way of this report, the Michigan State Police are a bunch of racists. And I reject that. In my experience, the Michigan State Police have been among the most professional police officers in this country that I've ever dealt with. Whether I was getting a traffic stop, and yes, the last ticket I got, second to last ticket I got, was from a Michigan State Police trooper. And you know what? He was very professional. Gave me the ticket. It's probably 6 or 7 years ago. But very professional. And I have found the Michigan State Police to be professional and a great group of individuals. And yes, they're black, they're white, they're Hispanic, they're Asian. Guess what? They all wear the uniform. And I have great respect for the Michigan State Police, and I find this to be a slap in the face. And I find it terribly, terribly unfortunate. I'm going to take a quick break now. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere. The headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, stevegruber.com.